A replica of an 18th century brig known as La Grasse, which belonged to the first Czech naval captain, Augustin Hetman, set sail for the first time this weekend from Suez, Egypt. The wooden replica, which recreates all the atmosphere of the historic original, was the brainchild of a group of Czech sailing enthusiasts. Built in an Egyptian shipyard, the new La Grasse remarkably took relatively little time to complete. A little earlier, I spoke to the ship's captain, Josef Dvorsky, on a line to Suez, and he told me how it all came together.
Construction took only 2 years, almost to the day, which I think has to be a world record. Similar projects usually take 4, 6, or even 8 years to complete. The wooden parts of the brig were built by locals, while the electronics were done by Czech experts. The planning, of course, took much longer. 3 years of searching in archives, preparing blueprints, and so on. The masts are all from fir trees from the Czech Moravian Highlands. Famous Czech seafarer Rudy Krautschneider helped us chop those down.
According to Josef Dvorsky, the new La Grasse will now serve multiple purposes. On the one hand, it will allow valuable training for young cadets. On the other, provide unique holiday opportunities for tourists. He said in order to pay for itself, the brig needs to generate an annual revenue of around 7 million crowns, the equivalent of around $370,000. Josef Dvorsky again.
Wooden boats have a soul and have a sense of history, and the new La Grasse is a perfect replica down to the very smallest detail. It can be used without the slightest change as a vessel in historic films. Of course, it also had to meet all international safety standards, so it is stuffed with the latest electronics and technology. It has not only sails, but an engine too, so it's a bit of both. If you want to play it being a pirate, you can, but in the evening you can also retire to comfortable quarters, the best of both worlds.
The original La Grasse, bought by Augustin Hetman, who emigrated from Bohemia and operated as a merchant in New Amsterdam, had an exciting history. In the 1640s, Hetman spent several years as a privateer. In the employ of the Dutch governor of New Amsterdam, his six-gun La Grasse attacked Spanish vessels and successfully seized their booty. Josef Dvorsky once again.
La Grasse was also a corsair ship. Hetman worked as a merchant who imported goods like indigo or tobacco from the Caribbean. But he was also granted the right to operate as a privateer, harassing Spanish ships. Although La Grasse was only a brig, it defeated 2 Spanish frigates and seized Spanish gold, so it was fairly successful and relatively famous.
The new replica can be manned by a crew of 30 and a minimum of 4, including the captain, navigator, chief engineer, and cook. The Czech team will spend the winter months on the Red Sea, conducting tests and adding final touches. In the spring, they'll sail for Greece, and next autumn for the Caribbean. You can find more information, of course, about both the original and the replica over the internet.